Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. My rock star today, Jonathan Budd. He is the CEO and founder of Power. Thanks for sitting down and chatting with me.
I'm glad to be here.
Good. So tell everyone, what is Power?
You know, Power is a movement, if I can just be totally straightforward.
We like straightforward.
Yeah. You know, we're more of a movement than a business. We want to accelerate the adoption of solar energy worldwide. And we're doing that by empowering, right now, thousands of people. Our aspirations are millions of people to really engage by becoming solar entrepreneurs. So we've built a platform that allows almost anyone to become a solar entrepreneur in all the markets we currently serve, which is 29 U.S. states and Canada.
Amazing. And I think we all know this is important, but sometimes we don't know why. And that's the next step in order to just kind of push us over the edge to be more mindful of using solar energy. So if you could explain why this is so important.
It's absolutely critical. You know, obviously we have huge business icons like Elon Musk, who have very clearly made the case for why we need to get off fossil fuels, and tons of scientists and everybody else. But there's more to it than just that. It's more than just saving the future of our planet, right? It's just a smarter choice for energy. It limits pollution. It returns energy independence. It puts money back in people's pockets. It's cheaper. It's more efficient. And it's abundant. There's not a limited amount of this stuff that's eventually going to run out. There's 4 billion years of unlimited sunshine. Why are we still digging up fuels, burning them, polluting our planet, and doing it more expensive a lot of the times than the alternative that we have today? It just makes no sense why the world is solar powered.
Yeah, the alternative makes way more sense, especially when you explain it the way you did, and has so many more benefits than just benefiting our Earth, which alone is a really good reason, but monetarily, so many other reasons to go this route. So what inspired you specifically to want to get into this line of work?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a common story, but it seems like there's some commonality to it. But I had another business and I did fairly well at that business, and I lost the passion for that business. It just seemed like life wanted to take me in a different direction. And I'm very motivated by that internal feeling of what's driving me. What am I really passionate about? What's going to make me so enthusiastic and excited every single day when I get out of bed that I just can't stop? I want to do that. And if I start to feel that energy wane, it affects my business, right? So my old business stopped getting the best of me. And I felt myself being called into a business that had much more impact, something that I knew was making a bigger difference, that was going to leave a real legacy that lasted way longer than I would, you know, be on this planet for. That's what motivated me. That drove me.
Yeah. You know, almost every entrepreneur that I interview says the number one thing is you have to have passion. And it's a little cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. And that's because it's so true. There is that intangible factor as an entrepreneur that you have to have that energy, that passion. That is what keeps you going. That's what helps you get to that next level, to be sustainable, to ultimately be successful, whatever your definition is, right?
In a huge way. Maybe there's people out there that it's not required in the same way, but I think for most entrepreneurs, if that's not there, then it's just dead.
Yeah. So one of the main messages I know you want to share with our entrepreneurs is that you don't have to come from a pristine background, which I think is amazing because it's so easy as an entrepreneur. You're scared to death to start this endeavor that has no guaranteed results. And sure, there are a million things that can talk you out of starting in the first place. And one of those things can be, I don't know the right person. I don't have enough money. I don't have the best skill set out there. There's so many things that can talk you out of it. But I think you are an amazing example of how you came from humble beginnings, had many challenges, and you turned those obstacles into opportunities. So if you could take us back to, you really had kind of a pivotal moment in your life where you decided, I'm going to change my course and do amazing things. So take me back to that time in high school.
Well, I haven't really shared this story with a lot of people, but I suppose it's time. By the time I was 16 years old, Alex, I was basically looking at doing 90 days in prison. I was already on probation. I had just gotten arrested again. The way that I avoided that was I agreed to go to rehab centers. And for 9 months, you know, my entire junior year in high school, I was gone. I wasn't in high school. I was in different therapeutic programs across the country, which, thank God, I mean, I was even lucky that I had that. And, you know, that was sort of the beginning of the change in my life. But just to give an idea, I mean, it was bad. It was highly probable that my life would have been spent in a prison, not sitting here today. And when I was 20 years old, the thing that put the finishing touches on everything is that my lifestyle eventually led to me being taken hostage at gunpoint in the middle of the night by two people who broke into my house. And I sort of felt in that moment, after that whole experience subsided, that I was going to die if I did not change my life, that I had reached the end of the road, that I had no more chances. This path was leading nowhere. And for whatever luck, I don't know why it happened, but I just decided to change my life. And I went in another direction and I ignored the noise and I ignored the old friends and I just got myself out of that environment and I did whatever I needed to do to change my life. When I made that decision, it was like positivity exploded in another direction. So I think a lot of times it really can be as simple as making a decision that you're going to change your life and aligning yourself with that true direction that you really want to be going in and just not stopping. And man, I failed forward. I had nothing. I had no mentors, no background, no experience, no reason, nothing. I mean, it was just like pure luck, stumbling from one thing to another thing to another thing that put me on this path today. So, and I have a very blessed life today.
Yeah, you've really created something huge out of nothing, which is so powerful. And thank you for sharing your story because people need to hear that. You are such an inspiration and we are so lucky to have your purposeful work in this world. And one of the things I love most about this story is that it goes to show that sometimes there's so much opportunity at rock bottom. There's something you're meant to find and how you really had this within you all along because there are so many books and podcasts and coaches and resources out there that want to teach you how to live in positivity and do amazing things, but you literally just found it within you. You always had it within you and you just had to, like you said, make that decision. So what advice do you have for someone who maybe is thinking about making that kind of decision to live in positivity and really start moving forward and taking action in their life? What advice do you have for them?
That's a really good point. The first one would be to recognize that you have it in you. You know, we've got to recognize who we truly are in a sense, you know. So if you need a mentor, if you need a guide, if you need whatever you need, go find it. But then own it. Recognize, wow, this is me. I am an amazing human being. I'm capable of amazing things. I have limitless potential inside of me, and I don't need anything else to prove it. I don't need a book. I don't need this. I don't need that. It's all already in here. And I think that's a fundamental place that really powerful people operate from. And it's within every single one of us. It's just that I think a lot of people don't choose it. They don't recognize it. Recognize it. And of course, you can't discount all of the tactics and the techniques and the learning and the education and all of that's required.
It has its purpose, and it's very, very helpful. And I'm sure that you leaned on resources as you grew in your journey as well. But that initial just start to get you going is within you. And I think you really hit on something very important, and that's the self-worth component, is you really do have to have that moment, that aha moment of, I am worthy, I'm deserving, and capability. I am capable of moving forward.
Super cute. Yeah, that is beautiful. That was actually the moment that I can remember. I can remember choosing, I'm going to choose to love myself because I'm worth it. And that's why I made the decision to exit that old life and move into a new life. So yes, like that self-worth is almost core to going in the direction and really creating things positively, I think.
And it changed everything.
It changed absolutely everything. And it was a lot. It was a, it is a journey. Journey never ends. But yes, that was the pivotal moment. Changed everything.
This is a perfect time to take a little break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more where you are now and how you got there as you continued that journey. So sit tight. Me too. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Hey, my name is Brent. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. We're continuing our powerful conversation with Jonathan Budd, CEO and founder of Power. And we were joking during the break that, okay, hard part's over. Now we can talk about the easy stuff. Not so much. That obviously was probably the most important part, that pivotal moment. But then the work really has just begun because you never arrive. It's always a journey. And you decided you wanted to set out on this entrepreneur journey. So how did you get into entrepreneurship?
It was literally stumbling in. So I got a call one day from an uncle, family member, he wanted to introduce me to a business opportunity in network marketing. I was 20 years old and I had nothing better going on. So that seemed about the only opportunity I had. And I said, well, what the heck, you know, why not? And that was really my gateway. You know, and the early struggles of just every idea you have for how you're going to win and how you're going to succeed, pretty much failing. You know, at that moment, you can either quit or you can solve the problem and figure out how you're going to succeed. And so you do that enough and you learn a lot.
Yeah. Okay. And then you had your first wildly successful business by the time you were, what, 24? Tell me about that business.
26. Yep. 26. So I started a digital publishing company when I was 24. And we did over $10 million in revenue in the first 24 months, basically. That company went on to do about $25 million in revenue before I left and went and started Power. So that was my early 20s, mid-20s, and I think I cut my teeth, you know, as a business person through that company, and now really just getting started, I think, applying those lessons forward.
Yeah, so tell me about what were some of those lessons that you learned through that business that now you have taken with you to Power because they're so helpful.
Well, actually, the businesses are so different. I almost had to throw out everything that I learned. Like nothing that worked in that business worked in this business. In fact, it often held me back. The marketing strategies, the way of thinking, the sort of fast product cycles and just everything, it did not work. It was the antithesis of what was really required to grow Power. So it was very odd. But what I was left from all that experience with was almost just like that nitty grittiness of being an entrepreneur. You know, I had the resources, I had the wherewithal to start the journey to grow Power.
Yeah. And that's a really good point that all that stuff, the logistics, how do you market it? How do you operate it? That can be learned and it must be learned because it's important. But what the constant is you need that grit and yes. That work ethic as an entrepreneur. So what would you say yes. Are the qualities you possessed as an entrepreneur that have allowed you to continue to be an entrepreneur and start another business?
A vision that is really motivating and really inspiring. I think that you have to have a vision. You know, you've got to be able to look out into the world, you know, 10 years from today. The longer, the better. One of my really good friends and a great mentor told me that the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is that a million, and he is a billionaire, so he can actually tell me this. Yeah. A millionaire has a 1-year vision. A billionaire has a 20-year vision. And that really stuck with me. And so I think, you know, if you got a 1-year vision, great. You can probably build a $1 million business. But the bigger that vision becomes, the more inspiring it is. If you could literally see, how is my company, how is my product, how is my service going to be able to affect people and create value decades from now, you've got something really awesome on your hands.
So other than having a strong vision, what's one more thing that you thought was that intangible every entrepreneur needs to have and that you certainly wanted to have as you went from your first to your second business?
Well, you need a network, and you don't need, you know, a network can grow, you know, as you scale. My network today was not my network 10 years ago, right? So at the level of success that you're at, you can grow your network, but you have to be building a network. Like, you have to be interacting with other movers and shakers and human beings that are, have resources, have skill, have talent, have this, have that. I never really knew the power of my network until I chose to start Power. And I needed my network, and I needed them. I needed their advice. I needed their money. I needed their resources. I needed people in a way that I never needed people before. And if I didn't have, if I hadn't invested in all those relationships and spent years with people and kept things going and interacted so many times, I don't think I would have had the network that was really required to build, to launch Power. You know, and
yeah, it's okay to ask for help. I think as entrepreneurs, sometimes we get so used to bootstrapping, especially in the beginning, and wearing a bunch of different hats, that you can get so focused on doing it yourself, but it's good and necessary to ask for help, right?
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not easy. I felt so uncomfortable, Alex, when I first started raising money. I mean, the first business required zero capital. We scaled it from nothing to millions with no capital, right? So asking for money was like this very odd thing.
Yeah.
And it was so uncomfortable, and it brought forward so many different, like, you know, oh God, is this me being needy? Is I'm going to annoy this person? Like, what's, you know, all these self-worth things, right? And, but at the end of the day, you know, that was my growth edge, and I chose to accept it.
And you went the crowdfunding route, right?
Oh, we've raised money from everywhere. So no,
from everywhere.
We've,
okay.
We've raised millions from angel investors. And then our last round was a $1.4 million round. We did crowdfunding.
Wow. Okay. So tell me about both and what it's like to get angel investment versus crowdfunding. And
I like crowdfunding.
Insight you have.
Okay. It fits my nature, you know, online marketer, you know, digital publishing.
A lot of storytelling intertwined.
Yeah, storytelling. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's the right way for everybody, but my God, for us, it was phenomenal because it fit so many of my, my skills and our team skills. And it's just, yeah, it was a lot more uncomfortable asking everybody for money one by one by one by one.
Versus if you ask a group collectively, yeah, then it's a little
ask a group, make a video and share your story with the world.
Well, I think in general, when you are using your story as a vehicle to ask for something, it's more powerful than feeling like you're just, you know, directly asking. So that's a good lesson for if you are going to angel investors, to the power of storytelling. So it doesn't feel quite as, you know, preachy or whatever. All right. We've got time for one more quick question. What is your number one piece of advice for aspiring and new entrepreneurs?
There is no proven path for what you want to do. So just start, just do it. Because the alternative is that you have no idea what you could be missing out on and losing out on by not doing it. I mean, you have no idea how amazing life can be if you do it, if you take action. So just try.
Once you're on the momentum train, it just keeps going forward, and it's in the action that you can really cultivate and create what you want to create. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, sharing your powerful story, all your amazing insights, and thank you so much for your purposeful work in this world.
It was my pleasure, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Black.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Black on Business Rockstars. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Jen Johnson. I'm co-founder and head lead chef at Hip Chick Farms.
Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And I'm Serafina Palandek. I'm the other co-founder and president of Hip Chick Farms.
I feel like I want to practice saying your name, so I can hear it, but I'm not going to do it with the cameras rolling. So we talked about company culture a little bit, and we talked about raising money. I want to talk about the raising money part, but first, let's talk about company culture. How many employees do you have?
So today we have about nine. We have nine staff people.
Okay. And you recently grew, right? You went from like four to nine.
We went from four to nine.
To one to four to nine.
Yeah.
Big jumps there.
And we just closed our Series A.
Congrats.
So we were able to grow our staff, and we will continue to grow our staff.
Well, before we talk about the Series A, let's talk about what you guys are doing now that you have nine people on your team, including yourselves. How are you guys creating an awesome company culture to make sure that it's thriving so you can go from the one to four to nine to 12 to 20? What are you guys doing?
Sure. We just did a, so we're a very small company, but we just spent 2 days in our planning retreat, right? Mm-hmm. So what we're really trying to do is build a highly functioning team. And I believe the way to do that is to have everybody's input. Everybody can bring their opinions to the table so we can identify what's working, what's not working. Culturally, I'm a very laid back. I don't like to micromanage. So we're really looking for team members who can thrive in that environment of like self-motivation and direction.
Okay. So how do you feel like you're participating in creating this fun environment? You're really the mastermind behind the creation of the product.
Right.
So how do you feel like outside of creating the product that everybody's really building this business off of, mm-hmm. how else do you feel like you're contributing, or what are some cool things you guys do for company culture?
I feel like...
I mean, you're the one making all the food for everybody, I'm sure, at the parties.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that we've gotten... The recognition we've gotten has been all about innovation, and you'd think that for a chicken nugget, that wouldn't be an innovative product, but I think one of the keys to innovation that Jen brings to the table is innovation through simplicity.
Yeah, and that's how I was trained to...
So you're the Steve Jobs of chicken nuggets.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. You know, I mean, it's called KISS, right? Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah. And it's so applicable to food. It's simply, you know, pulled or raised on the farm, and then it's brought to the table, brought to the kitchen, and simply prepared, and then served to, you know, people to enjoy. So
something awesome about you, and you guys shared this with me before we dove in. You're going to be going where soon? And cooking for who?
Oh, I'm going to the White House. I was invited by President Obama's steward to and his lead chef to be a guest chef at the White House October 7th. So we're
That's
super excited. I know. We've just finalized the menu. I was on the conference call with the White House the other day, and I'm on Facebook. I'm like, ah, wah, wah. It's
cool,
very exciting. And just before the circus comes to town, I get to cook dinner for President Obama.
What an honor.
Basically.
That'd be super cool if you find some way to leverage that for the brand and be like, the cook behind.
Oh, we already do. I've got my chef's coat with him.
I am fully.
We've got handmade candies on everyone, our stickers.
Any opportunity I have, like I come up with crazy ideas all the time, and so does she, but mostly me. And any idea I have, I'll try and leverage into a media opportunity for us, you know, because it's those funny, interesting stories that actually get
sometimes
the press.
It's embarrassing, but it always works. So
well,
I have to go with it.
You guys say you're coming up with these crazy ideas, lay some on the table. What are they?
Okay, so do you know what a turkey pardon is? Okay, so every year the president of the United States pardons a turkey. They've been doing that since George Bush's presidency.
So the turkey won't be killed.
So the turkey
harvested.
The turkey is presented to the president, and then he pardons it, and then it's not killed.
And it has no idea. It has no idea what's going on.
No. So that's actually directed by the National Turkey Federation. So this year,
the National Turkey Federation.
Yes.
Why am I not surprised?
So this year, I'm determined that Ellen DeGeneres, if you're out there, I'm talking to you.
She's out there.
That she should come to our farm and pardon our turkey.
Yeah, and our turkey just had four little babies. So.
And I read a letter.
That's a little sad. Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Just various ideas to really reinforce our marketing messages, which is basically our brand identity around chef-driven company or an actual farm, real family farms, you know, homesteading, and humane and transparent ethics and sourcing.
Well, I hope you guys get Ellen to pardon your turkey for you at your farm there. I think
wouldn't that be great?
Cool. And leverage it on social media.
Yes, exactly.
The co-founders of Hip Chick Farms are joining us right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. What are you guys doing on social media? You said that you're going to take this whole White House thing and you're going to leverage it. So what are some other things that you guys do? I feel like you must have some cool little ninja tricks you're doing on social media.
Yeah, we hired a 21-year-old to do it.
That's our ninja
trick. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah,
so hi, Skylar.
We hired interns last at the beginning
Brilliant.
Of the year. And one of them is just, so now she's our full-time marketing associate. So she knows all of the tricks of the trade. And then layered on top of that, what one of the things we did when we had two strategic investors join our board pre this Series A, and very well connected within the industry. And one of them brought a marketing director from who has this incredible history background. So Amanda is helping me create strategy. Okay. And then Skylar's implementing. And then we're kind of in between, filling some of the gaps there. So that's kind of our marketing strategy. In terms of actual social, we've started working with influencers, which we're really excited about. We've had some targeted, we just started doing actually targeted Instagram ads, and we're just doing pay-per-click. We're just doing the SEO work. Yeah. So we're really just starting on that stuff. And the SEO has been, I was surprised by how influential that's been. It's like almost doubled our social in 3 weeks.
Millions of people are searching for stuff. Figure out what those keywords
search
searches
for
are.
Hip chick farms
or go. Chicken nugget.
Exactly.
Right? We want to be number
they're
one.
They're typing in chicken nuggets.
See, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. So. If they're typing in hip chick farms, they're going to find it. But it's when they're typing in chicken nuggets or organic chicken.
Yeah.
You guys come up for that.
And the targeted pay-per-clicks is fascinating, like how specific you can get on who you target.
So specific.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And producers.
Yes. You can get so
I didn't say
specific.
That. Yeah.
What are you guys doing for sales and marketing? I know that that's really your space. So how do you guys make sure that you're generating and converting the types of products and pushing it out that you want to be doing? Because at the end of the day, you're in a noisy space. First, tell me, are you guys selling more brick and mortar online? So how are you selling and what are you guys doing?
So we are 100% in retail. We don't do any online sales. We're not really looking at food service because we're building a brand. So we're only looking at brand identity.
So that's the social media strategy is all building the brand.
Awareness. Yeah. And to drive trial. So we're seeking to get into more doors, drive trial, and then convert folks. So I think we have a couple of opportunities. The stores want the products. Mm. That's the good news. So we're getting onto shelves relatively easy. I go out and do sales calls myself all the time. Okay. But our opportunity and challenge is to really get people to buy it. And then folks who don't necessarily shop in the freezer aisle, I think our brand has the potential to be a converter brand. It's a brand that can drive people into the frozen aisle who don't normally shop there because they don't actually know. And our job is to educate that our brand is there and the reasons why they should start shopping
and
frozen
aisle. And demos in the stores have been really influential for that. Haven't had the finances to really do that. But now since we got our funding, we have a demo team out there just hitting it hard. Because one, you have to taste it. Mm-hmm. I mean, first you see it with your eyeballs. And we have a great package. Our packaging is awesome. Really pops, and then they have to taste it, and then. So.
But I think that's why our brand can become not just a middle-sized brand, but can really turn into a giant brand, is because we have that potential to convert folks.
What do you guys think is going to be the key that's going to push you over the edge to getting to the bigger and bigger and bigger brand?
Well, funding certainly helped.
Funding,
because we needed the funding behind us to really, do our marketing plan. The funding is all about marketing and infrastructure, right? That's it.
Yeah.
So now that we have that in place, I'm really excited to see where we can go.
It's exciting. I know that if you guys got your Series A, then you continue to go up the ladder. The growth should just be inevitable if you guys are starting to really prove the model, especially in the grocery stores. You just start to duplicate it and take it into all the stores once it works. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. Kind of shift gears here real quick. I want to know what is either one of the craziest or one of the funniest things that's happened to you guys in your business endeavor so far? Craziest or funniest?
Crazy. Every day?
Yeah. There's always, there's always something. We should write a book. We are writing a book, actually. We're writing a cookbook.
Yeah, we are.
let's see. One of our factories accidentally used cayenne pepper instead of paprika.
Oh, on like a 10,000 pound run.
So we have the new product, a
child's,
spicy chicken fingers.
Kind of a kid's chicken fingers, spicy chicken finger.
We've got all kinds of crazy things happen.
What do you do in a situation like that?
She sold them to somebody else. She sold them as a specialty.
I sold them to a friend of mine that owns a restaurant, and she was more than happy to buy them from me.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, I know.
How expensive of a waste would that have been?
A lot.
We've had to
eat a lot of crow. That's for sure.
We one time we bought, I don't know, we got a lot, tens of thousands of pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast, and it had bones and skin in it. That was a bummer.
So what are you doing? Do you ask
you
for
to
a
throw
refund?
It away. Yeah.
They don't refund?
I mean, it's a long story, but yes, we lost some money on that.
Wow.
That's what insurance is for. Yeah.
That's some pretty crazy stuff. What about a funny one?
Yeah, well,
none of those were funny. Those are all crazy and potentially financially dangerous.
Yes, I don't know about funny.
You guys, the second I even ask, you start laughing. So you know you've got stories, you just don't want to share them.
I'm sure we have many, many of them. We were recently on a show called West Texas Investors Club.
That was funny.
That was funny. That was an experience. We've had some really funny.
What were you on there for?
It's like Shark Tank meets Survivor.
Yeah. So again, we were there raising money, and we got about $500,000 investment on that show as well.
As we come to a wrap, what do you feel like is one word that either describes yourself or your business?
Perseverance.
Determined.
Perseverance and determined. I love that. Guys, it's been a pleasure having
you
on the show. I'm going to have to check out some of these organic chicken nuggets.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Regardless of your industry, an overworked staff means an underserved clientele. Here are a few business tips for dealing with explosive growth. I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Step one, keeping communication channels open. It's important that you stay in tune with the general tone that the staff has. This includes everybody, not just your managers. Two, promote from within, create staff loyalty and company consistency. Step three, support your managers and your team. Whether you're promoting outside employees or bringing in new talent to expand, make sure that your managers and all your employees have the support they need to do their jobs well. Remember, you hired them in exactly what you want them to do for you. If at all possible, avoid adding more tasks to an already full docket. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just
last days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Telling your story so important as a small business owner. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. And joining us to help answer that question is Mario Rogo, the CEO and founder of Rip Media Group. Pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So you're an expert at helping entrepreneurs and small business owners first identify what their story is and then help them craft it in a way that not only helps them make more money, but have a bigger impact in the world. What are the key steps to making that happen?
That's such a great question. So right off the bat, what I always say is your company is going to live or die based on the story that you're telling. So right off the bat, the first step is stop thinking about yourself and your product.
And that's difficult for some people, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, because they're founders, right? They created this widget or this app or this little piece of technology, so they're so proud of it, and they want to tell the world about the wizardry that went in.
A parent with a baby just want to talk about their new kid.
Exactly. That's what it's like because as an entrepreneur, you're probably not sleeping through the night like a parent is either.
Yeah.
You know, all you do is care about this the new thing. So you got to remove the story from yourself, mm-hmm. from what was crafted behind you. Until you're a big monolith brand, you can start to talk about your process. At first, you talk about the customer's needs. You have to start with the customer. And the easy question to ask for what we do with our customers and what they need to ask is, what's the problem we're trying to solve?
Mm.
Start with that. What problem are you solving in the person's life? Does it make them better, faster, stronger, sexier? If it's a consumer brand, does it have them spend more time with their children because they're not, reading analytics all day long at work if it's a B2B? So we have to start off there. So what's the problem you're trying to solve? Second question is, where do you get that aha moment? Right? So where do your customers get the, oh, I get what you do now? Because most founders are talking about their widgets so much that it takes people a while to get there.
You're doing an amazing job of reframing, rewording what I call marketing. Because you're talking about tapping into the story, and great marketing is tapping into the story and the mindset of the ideal customer or client. Great marketing helps people feel like you understand me instead of trying to get me to understand your product or widget or gadget. So I love that because we weren't even talking about marketing. We're talking about the story, but the story is what crafts a really great marketing. And so I love that we're going through these two steps. What's the next one?
Excellent. So honestly, my belief is the story starts at the top. Then the other pieces and the media that you're going to create is the last step. Typically, we convert this into a story that's going to be video or multiple videos, so a video marketing company. But that's the output, right? It could be on social media. It could be on your website. It could be at a trade show. But that's the output. So the second step, once you find out what's core to your customers, their beliefs.
We had the aha moment. So,
right.
So identifying the story, then the aha moment. Third step?
Third step is, who are we talking to? Who are your customers? And I'll give you some examples here, because I've even seen this show and people come on and they say, our customers are the world.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's the worst thing anyone could ever say.
That's exactly right.
You don't go broad, you go deep.
You go deep. You go with a niche and you own that niche as best as you can. So, and a lot of, you know, let's look at the big examples that weren't, you know, big when they started off. Mm. Apple wasn't for everybody across the earth. It was for the creatives. Mm. Facebook was for 18 to 20 year old guys at Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
Now they're Facebook. They started off, they owned a niche, they dug in deep, they got to be great at their particular market and then spread out.
Yeah.
So that's the second piece. Who is your audience?
Okay.
Really, really know that. And I say demographic, psychographic. Who are they? What's their age? All those basics we know about.
As demos. Much as possible, ideally.
As much.
Especially since nowadays with Facebook and other platforms, you can get as specific as you want as, you know, the height, the hair color, the eye color, do they write left-handed, how much money do they make, where do they live, what do they like, what they recently visit online, what they recently buy. You can literally target everything. And that becomes very important, which I'm sure we're going to get into in one of these steps, which is how to get your story in front of them.
Exactly.
CEO and founder of Rip Media Group, Mario Rogo, is joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Right now, we're talking about why it's so important as a small business owner to be able to take your story and put it out into the world. You've gone over some great steps so far. To recap, we said the first one was identifying the story. The second one was, what's the aha moment in the story? And then the third one is how to put it in front of who is the right person. And the fourth one, as we're getting into now, continue.
So it's when to tell, what story to tell at the right time. So let me walk you through the buyer's journey as we know it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the very first step, you know, again, when you kind of kick back and you're starting a company, you think the world's going to love this. I'm going to get people to my site. I'll buy ads. You're thinking the wrong way. Again, we start with that niche.
Okay.
But here are the steps that people take to buy. They start off with the attraction phase. So they're going to be attracted to something about you, right? They're going to get to your landing page. They're going to be on your website. Now, this is where typically an explainer video is going to pop up.
Okay.
You don't have a good story there, and it doesn't match your branding, and it's cheap, or it's, you know, you're going to lose people.
Okay.
Mutual value exchange right here.
Yeah.
So at the capture phase, you give them something that they want, leave a little bit of mystery. Don't tell the whole story. When you're sitting in a movie theater and a trailer comes on, and you're sitting there with your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, and they tell the whole story. I'm not going
to
watch that.
I don't need to see it.
Yeah, or maybe
like, if I know what's going to happen, I don't want to watch it. I'm like, well, I already know where that movie's going.
Exactly.
Mystery causes action.
Mystery causes interest. It causes action.
Yep.
Exactly. So the whole piece we're talking about here is, you know, you got to entertain and engage.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to be educating. Just a little bit. You know, these are baby steps for people to go through.
So micro commitments is what's really important. I feel like a lot of people try to go straight to, you know, metaphorically, let's get married versus... Let me see if I even like you. Then we'll see if we want to go on a date. And then, you know, we go through the wooing stage and then we go into the marriage or the engagement. But a lot of people in marketing try to go straight for the sale. Here's my product. Here's the benefits. You want to buy it, right?
Right.
It's like, what?
That's exactly right.
Terrible.
We get phone calls every day from different, you know, so I ask, what's your goal or what's the problem you're trying to solve? I need sales. Can this video get me sales?
Yeah. And you go, well, what's your time frame? What's your budget? Well, now.
exactly.
Do you have a business or is this a scam?
Exactly. You know, because there are steps that people need to go through. And you know, it's been a long time since some of us have been in school or tried this out. And by the way, this whole buyer's journey stack has changed in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
You could shortcut this, you know, before, say, 2010. But so here we are.
People are skeptical now, which is why I think the story is so important, because it breaks the walls down and really capitalizes on a trend that people gravitate towards, which is authenticity and transparency and being real.
Right.
And that's why I love what we're talking about right now.
Oh, I do too. That you hit it on the head.
It's a pleasure having you on the show, brother.
Thank you.
Great meeting you. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that the host nor Business Rockstars is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased resources.
Biz Talk Radio,